BBC News and Michael Poles. In a major sign of improving relations, President Obama and his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev, have reached an outline agreement on reducing nuclear weapons at talks in Moscow. Each side will cut its arsenal to below 1,700. Richard Galpin reports.
A total of 8 different agreements were signed at a ceremony in a lavish, gilded hall inside the Kremlin. The most important is the commitment to replace the so-called START, Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, which expires in December. The plan is to agree a new deal, which could cut the number of deployed nuclear warheads to around 1,500 each. President Medvedev also agreed to allow the United States to ship weapons and ammunition across Russian territory en route to Afghanistan.
Moscow also agreed to American requests to allow the transit of weapons and ammunition across Russian territory for U.S. military operations in Afghanistan. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission in Liberia has recommended that President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf be banned from holding public office for 30 years because of her alleged role in one of the country's civil wars. She had already told the commission she had given money to the rebel leader Charles Taylor, but for humanitarian purposes. John James reports.
She's included on a list of around 50 names of those alleged to have supported rebel movements during and before the Liberian Civil War. The conflict killed an estimated 250,000 people in vicious and at times sadistic fighting that left thousands raped and with permanent disabilities. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission has spent the last 3 years collecting more than 20,000 statements from all levels of Liberian society. In its final report, which runs to nearly 400 pages, the Commission recommends 8 former warlords be prosecuted by a special war crimes tribunal, including former President Charles Taylor.
Mrs. Johnson Sirleaf's spokesman told the BBC she could not comment as she was still reading the report. Thousands of Egyptians have attended the funeral in Alexandria of a woman from the city who was stabbed to death in a German court last week. The woman, Mawa al-Shabini, had been in court to testify against her attacker, a German man described as holding xenophobic views, whom she had accused of calling her a terrorist. Bob Trevelyan reports.
Thousands of mourners marched behind the coffin of Mawa al-Shabini, a young mother who'd recently become pregnant again before her brutal killing in a German courtroom. Some chanted slogans denouncing Germany, and there's widespread horror in Egypt at how this attack was allowed to happen. There's been comparatively little coverage of the case in Germany, reinforcing perceptions that Europeans are prejudiced against Muslims. Egyptian commentators said that if the attacker had been a Muslim and the victim had been a Westerner or a Jew, the reaction in Germany would have been very different.
World News from the BBC. Chinese state media say at least 156 people are now known to have died in violent protests in the mainly Muslim western region of Xinjiang. Hundreds of ethnic Uyghurs have been detained following unrest in the state capital Urumqi. State media say police have dispersed a crowd of more than 200 protesters in a second city, Kashgar. Reports say many protesters have been arrested in the Netherlands after they attacked the Chinese embassy, apparently in response to the violence in Xinjiang. A judge in Los Angeles has ruled that the mother of the late Michael Jackson should be replaced as the temporary administrator of his estate. The judge said the estate should be administered by Mr. Jackson's lawyer and a music executive, in accordance with the singer's will. The will says the estate, valued at more than $500 million, would be left to a trust benefiting the singer's 3 children, his mother Catherine Jackson, and charities. 11,000 people are expected to attend a memorial service for the singer. The Portuguese footballer Cristiano Ronaldo has been presented to thousands of his fans gathered at the Stadium of Real Madrid of Spain days after being signed for a world record $130 million. The current World Player of the Year, who spent 6 years at Manchester United of England, had earlier passed a medical test at the Spanish club. Steve Kingston reports from Madrid.
80,000 fans packed the Bernabeu Stadium to greet the world's most expensive footballer. Wearing Madrid's all-white kit for the first time, he saluted the crowd and promised victories and trophies. Then, during a lap of honour, Ronaldo was forced to run away from a small number of supporters who'd made it onto the pitch and were wrestled away by security guards. Later in a news conference, the player thanked Manchester United's fans and said he hoped they understood his decision to leave. Ronaldo called Real Madrid his new home, and the weight of expectation here is immense.
Steve Kinskin ending that report from Madrid and this bulletin of BBC News.